Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today's topic is advocacy marketing.
Yes, ways to keep them loyal, best ways to empower advocates to engage with your target marketing. Finding advocates for your business who are excited and love what you do is sometimes like looking for a needle in a haystack. But when you do run across these folks, they can help you make magic for your brand and your business.
So influencer marketing has been like this hot topic for a while now, but at the end of the day, I think, personally, that paying a famous person to tweet about your product line just makes you, like everyone else, forking out anywhere from a few hundred to many thousands of dollars to get a mention that is not really sincere, nor is it actually from the heart.
So what we're going to talk about today is a grassroots, homegrown style advocates, how you can identify them, cultivate them, and reward them without making them feel used. It's a two-way street between the two of you, and potential customers can definitely tell when someone is being sincere.
So we've got a lot of podcasts in our archives. Like, we are coming up on our 50th episode pretty soon here. And, you know, the variety of episodes that we have in the archives will teach you everything from how to determine what your target demographic is to setting up an actual mobile campaign, how to see good results. You know, like episode 40, for instance, is one that comes to my mind that if you haven't heard it, you may want to go back and take a listen after we're done with this one. It's a case study of an offline merchant. Like, she literally has a one-page website, so she's not like selling things online. Right. And she leverages mobile advertising and does a lot of cross promotions with complementary businesses to increase her customer loyalty, her customer base, her sales. You know, that's a super really good episode. I think before we get going with today's episode, the first thing we want to do, if you don't actually understand what a mobile wallet is, why or how you would use it for advertising or marketing purposes, and essentially how it works, let's take 2 minutes here. And Hazel, can you do like the basic description of the mobile wallet marketing?
I think I can, yes. I laugh because I do this every episode. This is my part. Okay, so mobile wallet marketing is an easy way for you to communicate with your client using their mobile device. It's in real time, and these are mobile wallet passes that sit in iPhone's Apple Wallet or in a third-party app on Android. And a mobile wallet pass has a front and a back to it. On the front is your company name, what you do, perhaps a tagline. And on the back is all the fun stuff, as I like to say. It's where the magic happens. You have call to action links. So in one tap, you can have customers email you or call you. You can take them to a blog, take them to your website, take them to where you are. With just one tap, they can have a map navigation pull right up to let them know where you are, and they'll never get lost. We also have mobile wallet passes are also able to have share features to them. So you can put it on social media. You can pass the pass from one device to another. That's about it. That's the highlights. We'll go now into everything
else. Sweet. So, let's get back on topic.
Yeah. So, you know, loyalty programs should be set up for your business. If it's not, you should be talking to us. And basically, the best line of defense or to get your program going is to use your employees. They're the best offline marketing tool you have. They turn it into an online acquisition using your loyalty program. So right on your POS system, right when you check out, you can scan a QR code. The employee can ask you for your email, and they'll send you a link, and you can add the pass right into your phone. It's that easy. We've talked about this in past articles we've done. We've gone over ways loyalty programs work with marketing mobile using the mobile wallet pass. So its basic highlights are methods to distribute a pass, which is what I just mentioned. Share features, get it right on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Whatever their social media site is, it will be seen on there. And also, you can message with a thanks to join your loyalty programs with a mobile offer right away that can be used. And these mobile offers can be seen right on the lock screen. So if you want to find any of these articles of how to start your loyalty program, come visit us at mobilewalletmarketer.com. And if you haven't read them, you'll get a better idea of what we're headed into today. So that's the basics of onboarding a loyal user. And today we're going to go down the path further to find the best ways to empower advocates to engage with your target market. So it's time to call on the employees again with this next step. Do they empower advocates and keep them loyal by providing a VIP experience with your set of mobile wallet passes that lead from a basic loyalty pass? And you can upgrade to a VIP pass, one of the more perks that you can provide to your advocacy users. Create a voice in their shopping journey. You can provide a mobile experience that spurs high activity rate and increase brand advocacy at the same time.
Okay, so I don't want to stop you here, but I'm going to stop you here.
Stop me here.
Give us a specific example.
Example. Excellent. I was just about to. A great example for this is Sephora. Sephora has a couple of methods of having their passes. So once you're a loyal user and you're in their program, they will upgrade you to their VIP experience. That's when you have accumulated, let's say, 1,000 points or 10,000 points. And you'll be upgraded to a VIP pass, and then you can create more of a shopping journey for them, give them deeper discounts, let them know what's going on with their with anything that's going on in the store, any local events, anything like that.
Okay, so how does this provide a mobile experience that spurs, say, for instance, a higher activity rate, increasing, how does that work?
Well, we have the pass will have deeper discounts in it as a VIP. You would also want to tell your advocates to share the pass. Advocates are a great way of getting the word out there. Think of it as a digital word of mouth.
So are these advocates just employees or?
Oh, advocates can be employees. Absolutely, they can. And advocates are also your clients.
Okay, explain that one.
Okay. Well, no problem. Any rates or like a rating system, review system that you have with the pass, be right there.
So great. So what you're suggesting is send request reviews, rating systems, mm-hmm. stuff like that, that involves the customer in convincing other potential customers that they want to be customers.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's an easy, short way of saying it, but yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. So we have mobile wallet passes, make it easy to change out from one campaign to the next fluidly. You can reach out to the advocates and let them know that you're constantly singing the praises of their company. You do this by engaging more using mobile wallet notifications. They engage to communicate new offerings, educate your service with mobile updates that are seen right on the lock screen. Any perks, any exclusive events, any surveys that you want them to do, because these are your users that are coming back again and they're making more purchases, you want to hear from them.
Okay.
So you might want to have surveys go out to them, whereas you may not want that to happen when you're not on the VIP level. Any reviews of new products, any ratings of a new product, you're going to want your advocates to be there first.
Okay.
Letting know what's going on.
So what you're basically saying is that one of the best ways to convince people to become advocates for your business is to give them, say, pre-screened access before the whole wide world gets access to a new product line that perhaps you if you're like a local retail business, you call in your best customers and you have a, whether it's a chunk show or whether it's somebody comes and does demonstrations with a new makeup line or something like that. So there's sort of an exclusivity to the event.
That's correct. That's great. Yes. And, you know, it adds diversity to your messaging. Advocates want to hear from your business. They want to hear from you, what you have to say. That's building the relationship that fits into a advocate marketing experience. Again, what we mentioned before, referrals, ratings, reviews.
How about community?
Yes. Well, building a community directly to mobile devices validates the customer's social potential and drives the buying decision. It takes your advocates on a shopping journey that will have them rate and review your product right from the back of the pass.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, we mentioned social features. These are great. If you bought product A, you want to share that with someone, that would go right on your profile page. You have these technologies that you can pass it right from mobile to mobile or right onto social.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mobile wallet. Go ahead.
So now,
yeah, you have a question.
I don't have a question, actually. Right. I was going to make a comment. So one of the things that we generally often, always actually, advise new customers to do is to sort of turn the back of the pass into like a little mini omni-channel hub. So all of your content links, whether it's going to be your social medias, whether it's going to be your video marketing, whether it's going to be your website, whether it's going to be a link to a quiz or a survey or something like that, we're going to populate the back of the pass with all of those things right there. And so advocates generally tend to attract other advocates.
Correct.
Through social reach or viral reach. Yes. And so having all these elements on the back of the pass, when one person says to another, hey, you should try this, let me send you the pass.
Correct.
Then you're moving straight into having, like you say, sort of like your little omni-channel marketing strategy right there. And now you're having it passed from one customer to another from the beginning. Yeah?
That's right.
Cool.
That's right. Yes. And when it comes down to it, it's a mobile experience. It's one that's smooth. It's one that advocates use. Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's passing a pass. Especially, it works with like engagement. It's key to build brand awareness that empowers the advocates. So this is something that you want to do. Any products that are out there, you want to let them know of it right on their VIP pass. And like you said, it's exclusive, so they get to see it first.
Okay, cool.
They get to rate it first. They get to review it first.
I see where you're going with this.
So this is what you want to do once your loyalty program is set up and taken to mobile. And we'll be happy to help you with that.
Well, I mean, reasonably speaking, and I know we addressed this in the podcast episode about setting up the loyalty program. It had a little bit more of the nuts and bolts than this particular episode, but I think myself personally that if you launch a loyalty program without a mobile component, without the mobile component being the driving component,
right.
I think personally that you're wasting your time even setting up a loyalty program.
Right. Right. Everyone's on mobile. That's where you want to be seen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not going to forget. It used to be I wouldn't forget my phone number. Right. Now it's I won't forget my phone.
Right. It's easy to replace your wallet. It's not as easy to replace your phone.
Exactly. So anyway, I think, are we good?
I believe so. If you want any articles about loyalty or any advocacy marketing, please take a look at what we have on Mobile Wallet Marketer. That's mobilewalletmarketer.com. And
this site, Domino Research, also has loads and loads of good content about mobile marketing, etc.
That's right. Yes, it does. And this is, of course it does. I mean, yeah, and this is
but
like,
don't forget about this site.
Which I usually do, yes. And, you know, this is the best digital channel that we know of, is mobile. This is where it's at.
So well, right now, mobile is the only place that it is. I mean, if you're not on mobile, you might as well pack it up and go home.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, come talk to us. We are here. Fill out the form on the back of Mobile Wallet Marketer. And
there's a form on Domino Research, too.
And then on Domino Research. And listen to our other podcasts. We've been working hard on them. We're almost at 50, so we are very excited. Thank you for listening.
Sweet. Have a great time. We'll see you next episode.